From Catholic monasteries to schools and hospitals, the church is active not just in places of worship, but it also plays an important role in the social fabric of countries across the world. Often the small Catholic communities in the East, from Asia to the Middle East and Eastern Europe, need help just to survive. Well, to help finance special projects in these regions, the Pontifical Congregation for Oriental or Eastern Churches set up RoACO, the Reunion of Aid Agencies for Oriental Churches. RoACO Secretary Father Leon Lemons explains.
The RoACO unites every 6 months more or less 20 agencies who sustain the Catholic Eastern Churches financially in many projects. It can be about the construction or renovation of churches, monasteries, also clinics, hospitals, also major seminaries, or it can be houses for the elderly or for orphans. So there are a lot of activities of these churches, of the Catholic Eastern Churches, as well on more religious level as on a more level of charity, who are really financially sustained by these agencies. And so they come together with the Congregation for the Eastern Churches, for a common reflection about what they are doing, and also to judge some concrete projects.
RoACO members are meeting this week to discuss a variety of topics and projects. One of the honored guests, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Fuad Twal, who is expected to speak about Pope Benedict's recent visit to the Holy Land.
Of course, as His Beatitude Fuad Twal will be present, we will speak at length about the situation of the Christians in the Holy Land. And Holy Land is Jordan, is Israel, is Palestine. Of course, we will do it from the perspective of the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem. And of course, this is also a very excellent moment to do this some weeks after this splendid visit of our Holiness Pope Benedict XVI to the Holy Land. And during this visit, the Pope has shown his great attention and esteem for the presence of the Christians in the Holy Land and in the Middle East as a whole. And he has been very outspoken in his worry about the ongoing immigration of Christians from these regions to other parts of the world. And this immigration, of course, is weakening the strength of the witness of our communities in this area. But the presence of the Christians in this area is essential and very precious for at least two reasons. First, the Holy Land is the land in which Jesus communicated the gospel of the kingdom of God. It is the land which he crossed from the north to the south, where he met with the sick, the poor, the sinners, the ordinary men and women, where he gathered the first community of his disciples, where he gave his life on the cross and appeared as a risen Lord to the community of his disciples. All this happened in this land. And the presence of the Christian communities, even as small minorities in the respective Israeli and Palestinian society, is really very precious in order that the witness of the living community of the disciples of Jesus does not disappear from this land, leaving just the stones as a memory of the life of Jesus and his disciples in his country. But then there is a second important reason which regards not only the Holy Land, but the broader Middle East. This is the birthplace of the three great monotheistic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. All of them are living in these countries as in their homeland. Here they have their great sanctuaries. To this region, all Jews, Christians, and Muslims come as pilgrims from all over the world. The peaceful living together of Jews, Christians, and Muslims is of enormous importance for the peace all over the world. So the challenge for the peaceful living together is nowhere as important and huge as in this region. And that's why it is so important that living Christian communities should be present in these regions among the Muslims and the Jews. And we think that the Christians have to give an essential contribution to the peaceful living together of Jews, Muslims and Christians in this region, and so also in the whole world. And the recent visit of Pope Benedict, just as the one of Pope John Paul II some years ago, have shown in a very impressive way how Christians can fulfill this historical but also salvific mission of bringing together those who tend to live separately. During his pilgrimage, Pope Benedict made very important gestures. His visit to the Great Mosque in Amman or to the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem, his visit to Yad Vashem, the Museum of the Shoah, and to the Wall of Lamentation, his meeting with the respective religious and political leaders. the Pope really succeeded in unifying during his pilgrimage the suffering and the hopes of Jews, Christians and Muslims. That is a great permanent mission for Christians in this area of the world. Many agencies which are members of RUACO are financially supporting the life of the Catholic churches in the Holy Land in all its various aspects, and this as well in Israel, Jerusalem, as in Palestine. Monasteries, churches, facilities for hospitality for pilgrims, but also hospitals, schools, and even a university. And these are really gardens of peace where Christians and Muslims are living together. I think, for instance, of Bethlehem University with its 3,000 students. Muslims and Christians who are studying together, living together, reflecting together. Or I think about the children's hospital in Bethlehem, where Muslim children and Christian children, Muslim mothers and Christian mothers, are treated one beside the other in an excellent way. Sustaining the Christians in the Holy Land is a way to give life to the community of the disciples of Jesus in the land where he has lived. It is a way to work for peace for the Middle East and for the whole world. So we will carefully listen to his Beatitude for Toile, how he sees the life and the witness of the Christians in this Holy Land, in Jordan, in Palestine, in Israel. And of course, we will discuss about many topics, about the concrete projects, how to further them, the difficulties, what can be done.
While the Christian community in the Holy Land has dwindled to less than 2% of the population due to conflict and economic hardship, Catholic churches in Eastern Europe also face difficulties. Father Lemons explains.
There is a second item which will be on the agenda of this RUACO. It's a more smaller item. It is the situation and the life of the Catholic Church in Bulgaria. It's, of course, a very tiny reality. We are speaking about maybe 80,000 Catholics. That means 1% of the population. But the universal love of the Church of Rome does not forget the small Catholic community spread over the world. And the Bulgarian Catholic Church is one of them. And I'm sure that they are quite happy that this session of the RUACO takes time to listen to them, to be informed about their life and their problems, and that the RUACO is ready to give its assistance to this small community to overcome their difficulties. Actually, in Bulgaria, there are two small Catholic churches. There is the Latin Church with two dioceses, and also the Greek Catholic Apostolic Exarchate for the Christians of Slavonic Byzantine Rite. During the communist regime, the Catholic Church was heavily persecuted in Bulgaria. The Greek Catholic Church was even suppressed at all. Nearly all priests, religious and female religions, also the bishops, have been in prison. Some of them have been killed or executed. All the possessions of the Catholic Church have been confiscated: churches, hospitals, schools, the seminary. So when the gates opened again in 1989, everything was to rebuild again. And since 20 years now, the Catholic Church in Bulgaria, with its two branches, is on the way of its resurrection. It surely is not easy to start from scratch. But so we will listen to them, and I'm sure that the agencies will not refuse to assist them financially. And I'm also sure those who come to speak will also bring some projects with them to be financed.
Father Leon Lemons is the secretary for RUACO, that is the reunion of aid agencies for Oriental churches.